It's KM FM Breakfast with Gary and Claire, and now a bit of a special for you for a Friday morning. A man who's had a number one album in the shape of Wanted on Voyage, and another number one album in Staying at Tomorrow's in 2018. He was the Brit Award winner, Best British Male Solo Artist in 2019, and he's back. He's with us this morning. George Ezra's on the show.
Yay. Hello, how are you?
Oh. Well, you know, we're just thrilled to have you, quite frankly. How are you?
I'm really good, man. I am really good. This is absolutely my first day back in the saddle, doing kind of interviews and talking. I mean, hearing you talk about me then in such a way, God, yeah. I'm blushing. If yeah. you can see me now.
He's so humble. That's why we love him.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us on the show, George. Now, your new song, it's called Anyone For You. What do we need to know about it?
This is a difficult thing to get right, which is the first song that you release from an album. But somehow this time around, it was quite obvious. We kind of, even from the word go in the studio with the band and everyone playing, it was kind of, you'd look around the room and everyone would just be smiling, you know? And it's a feeling. It's a real upbeat feeling. And it says something as well, that I can still hear the song. And it does the same for me now. And I've lived with the song for quite some time now.
Do you get butterflies when you've got a song that you love? Everyone who's worked with you loves it. Everyone's saying it's got to be the first song you're putting out, representing for the new album.
Throughout recording this album, I had for the first time, very visceral reactions in the studio to things, which was amazing. It meant that I was really connected to everything going on. There's also the fact that now I kind of lose the joy of just listening to it in the car. Because if I'm, you know, there's something about, at the minute, I can get away with listening to the new album. Because it's not weird then. Once it's released, if George Ezra was knocking about in his car listening to his own album, it's a bit uncool. You know, it's a bit like, dude, come on now, come on. So whereas now, at the minute, it doesn't feel weird. I just enjoy the music, which is good.
Butterflies in your tummy, are they happening? You've got live gigs coming up.
They are. It's more like, I know we've got it. I know that's what we do. It's what we do. It's just, it is nerve-wracking.
Still scary.
It is. And it is from the, like, you know, if we spoke a week before all of the touring of this album ended, it would be the same answer, because there's something about standing side of stage, and it's a mixture of wanting to give the best show that you can, and you convince yourself that you don't know any of the words. Do you know what I mean? The amount of times, genuinely, I've turned to James, who plays piano when we tour. I've said to him, what's the opening verse again? And he looks at me, he's like, you know what the opening verse is at. Shut up. Just get on with it.
So it's intimate gigs, George, intimate gigs that we can expect. How does a gig become intimate? Obviously, they're smaller venues. People are closer to you. You can practically sweat on them. But as far as a performance goes, do you have to change your performance?
I think for these initial shows, and we did this on the last record too, it does me a lot of good to try and, or just to communicate to the audience, it's not in any way that they're guinea pigs. It's not that. But there has to be a level of understanding that this is our first time out in 3 years, and we need to figure out what songs work together and what songs should come next. And, you know, if you approach it that way, it becomes this really relaxed atmosphere, actually, where you kind of, you know, we see it in stand-up comedy a lot, where people will go and try new material in a small pub somewhere. It's that kind of energy. And don't get me wrong, we'll be there with the lights and the, you know, the curtains, and it will be amazing, but it's just nice to have that conversational element where you go, oh, maybe that should go later in the set, or you know, so it'll be good. It'll be good.
Oh, up close and personal. Yeah. So they all kick off at the end of February, the end of next month, and tickets go on sale this morning, 9 o'clock.
9 a.m. from wherever you get your tickets from, go and get them for George Ezra. We're going to play another big tune, and then we're going to be back playing a game devised especially for you by one of your biggest fans, which happens to be Claire's daughter, Gracie. Okay. So coming back with our game, What Would You Ezra? Rather next with George Ezra.
Yes, my daughter,
Your
Gracie.
Your daughter, Gracie, is a big fan.
She's 13. Yeah, it takes a lot to get her out of a bedroom. I shouted upstairs, we're going to be interviewing George Ezra. I've never heard her barge out of her room so quickly with excitement. And she's come up with a little quiz for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
Gracie,
called...
Let's see.
What would you as rather?
Okay, so
of course it is.
Simple choices. We are now going to delve into the mind of George Ezra, possibly without him even noticing.
Would you rather be able to go to the future or go back in time, George?
I think back in time. I think there's more I can learn from the past than there is the future. For me, I'd rather go back in time.
How far are we talking?
I've got I'd like to go to medieval England.
Oh, yeah,
I'd like to go to medieval England, but I'd like to take modern medicine with me. And you know, one of these kind of modern fleeces or a nice big jacket.
And your mobile phone.
And a guitar. A mobile phone.
Yeah,
and a
you
guitar.
Could be a wandering minstrel.
That's exactly what you'd be.
So would you as rather be able to run extremely fast or be able to fly, George?
Oh, fly.
Yeah.
Right. Gracie, what Gracie needs, I can already run extremely fast. Okay.
Oh,
so I need to.
No.
Sorry, I don't know why I just slipped into some weird boasting about my jogging.
Yeah. You said to yourself this morning, don't boast about my running speed today. So I must
Whatever
hold back
do,
on
talk
that.
Don't talk about your calves. Don't talk about your calves.
I like your style. Would you rather be invisible or be able to mind read?
I'd rather be invisible, I think, and not for any kind of reason other than just kind of slipping around without anyone. Do you know what I mean? I would love to go through King's Cross at rush hour and just observe without people know I was just observing. People watching. I like people watching.
Oh, yeah, it's the best, isn't
I
it?
I suppose that's harder now you're George Ezra as well. That's a double sort of whammy.
I don't know.
Do you go out disguised?
No, I don't. Do you know what? I used to. But that was, I think, more of a kind of... me transitioning into the idea that people might recognise me. And I used to get quite kind of worked up or wired about that. And now I kind of... The truth is, interactions are really lovely. For the most part, people want to say hello, and that's a nice thing. There has been the odd occasion where I can kind of tell someone was expecting a little more from me, you know, like a bit more pop star. And you can just see their face go like, oh, he's quite... boring. This is like, actually, this guy, I'd rather just go and be with my friends. And that suits me too. That's good.
Okay. Well, we would never accuse you of that. You've thoroughly entertained us. We're looking forward to the album The Gold Rush Kid is what we can expect.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear the whole of the album. Great luck with the single. We're loving it already here at KMFM. And thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. The beautiful and wonderful George Ezra, everybody. George Ezra.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Not at all.